Hi all, I'm going to read a book, Think Like a Monk, and the chapter is Everyday Gratitude. If gratitude is good for you, then more gratitude must be better for you. So let's talk about how to increase the gratitude in our daily lives. Monks try to be grateful for everything all the time. As the Sutta Pitaka part of Buddhist canon advises, monks, you should train yourselves. Thus, we will be grateful and thankful, and we will not overlook even the least favor done to us. One of my most memorable lessons in gratitude came days after I arrived at the ashram. A senior monk asks us new arrivals to write about an experience that we believe we didn't deserve. There is silence as we scribble in our notebooks. I pick an episode from my teenage years when one of my best friends betrayed me. After about 15 minutes, we share what we have written. One novice describes the painful premature death of his sister. Others have written about accidents or injuries. Some discuss lost loves. When we are done, our teacher tells us that the experiences we have picked are all valid. But he points out the fact that all of us have selected negative scenarios. Not one of us has written about a wonderful thing that came to us by good fortune or kindness rather than through our own efforts. A wonderful thing that we didn't deserve. We are in the habit of thinking that we don't deserve misfortune, but that we do deserve whatever blessings have come our way. Now, the class takes the time to consider our good fortune, the luck of being born into a family with the resource to care for us, people who have invested more in us than we have invested in ourselves, opportunities that have made a difference in our lives. We so easily miss the chance to recognize what has been given to us, to feel and express gratitude. This exercise transported me to the first time I felt grateful for the life I had till then taken for granted. I first visited India with my parents when I was around 9 years old. In a taxi on our way back to the hotel, we stopped at a red light. Out the window, I saw the legs of a girl, probably the same age as me. The rest of her was bent over deep into a trash can. It looked like she was trying to find something, most likely food. When she stood up, I realized with shock that she didn't have hands. I really wanted to help her somehow, but I looked on helplessly as our car pulled away. She noticed my gaze and smiled, so I smiled back. That was all I could do. Back at the hotel, I was feeling pretty low about the girl I had seen. I wished I had taken action. I thought back to my community in London. So many of us had Christmas lists and birthday parties and hobbies while there were kids out there just trying to survive. It was an awakening of sorts. My family went to the hotel restaurant for lunch, and I overheard another child complaining that there was nothing he liked on the menu. I appealed. Here we were with our choice of meals, and the girl I had seen had only a trash can for a menu. I probably couldn't have articulated it then, but that day I gleaned how much had been given to me. The biggest difference between me and that girl was where and to whom we had been born. My father, in fact, had worked in his way out of the slums in Pune, not far from Mumbai. I was the product of immense hard work and sacrifice. In the ashram, I began my gratitude practice by returning to the awareness I had started to feel at 9 years old and feeling grateful for what was already mine. My life and health, my ease and safety, and the confidence that I would continue to be fed and sheltered and loved. All of it was a gift. In order to take that appreciation for the gifts of the universe and turn it into a habit, monks begin every day by giving thanks. Literally, when we wake up on our mats, we flip over to our friends and pay respect to the earth, taking a moment to give thanks for what it gives us, for the light to see, the ground to walk on, the air to breathe. Try this. Everyday gratitude practices. Morning gratitude. Let me guess. The first thing you do when you wake up in the morning is check your phone. Maybe it seems like an easy, low-impact way to get your brain moving, but as we have discussed, it doesn't start the day on the right note. Try this. It will only take a minute. If you are so tired that you are in danger of falling back asleep, then make sure you have set a snooze alarm. Take a moment right there in your bed, flip over onto your belly, put your hands in prayer and bow your head. Take this moment to think of whatever is good in your life, the air and light that uplift you, the people who love you, the coffee that awaits you. Meal gratitude. One in every nine people on earth do not have enough food to eat every day. That's nearly 800 million people. Choose one meal of the day and commit to taking a moment before you dig in to give thanks for the food. Take inspiration from Native American prayers or make up your own. If you have a family, take turns offering thanks. Ancient timeless gratitude practice have arisen all around the world. Among Native Americans, traditions or thanksgiving abound. In one ritual observance described by Buddhist scholar and environmental activist Joanna Mackey, Onogda children gather for a daily morning assembly to start their school day with an offering of gratitude. A teacher begins, "Let us gather our mind as one and give thanks to our eldest brother, the sun, who rises each day to bring light so we can see each other's faces and warmth for the seeds to grow." Similarly, the Mohawk people say a prayer which offers gratitude for people, Earth Mother, the waters, the fish, the plants, the food plants, the medicine herbs, the animals, the trees, the birds, the four winds, Grandfather Thunder, eldest brother, the sun, grandmother, moon, the stars, enlightened teachers, and the creator. Imagine what the world might be if we all started our day giving thanks for the most basic and essential gift of life all around us. Try this gratitude meditation. To access gratitude anytime at will, I recommend the following meditation. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. In the ashram, we chanted this mantra. Discussed here before, reading a spiritual text as a reminder to feel grateful for those who helped those scriptures exist. We can use this chant in a similar way to feel grateful for the teachers and sages who have brought us insight and guidance. I am grateful for, after sitting, relaxing and doing breath work, repeat, I am grateful for, completing the phrase with as many things as you can. This exercise immediately refocuses you. If possible, try to reframe negativity that spring to mind by finding elements of them for which you are grateful. You can also do this in a journal or as a voice note to keep as a reminder if these negative thoughts return. Joy visualization. During meditation, take yourself to a time and place where you experienced joy. Allow that feeling of joy to re-enter you. You will carry it with you when you finish the meditation.